Gimel, Sif Aleph. The Cholamoid Mitzin Sefer Torah recurring by Arba Berkabonas Hachag Shem Parshas Pinchas. So Cholamoid, there's four Aliyahs. The four Aliyahs are in the Parshas of Kabonas of Sukkos. Ubiyam Rishon Shel Cholamoid Karakayan Ubiyam Hasheni. The Kayan reads the Psukim Ubiyam Hasheni. Velebi Ubiyam Hashlishi. The Yisrael Kaiser Ubikar Biyam Hashlishi. The Yisrael also reads Biyam Hashlishi. Rabbi Yikari Sveik of the Yom Ubiyam Hashlishi Biyam Hashlishi. So the Mechaber's Shita is you never read a day which doesn't belong. So each day is a Sofik. So the Sofik of the first Chalamot is it really, it's now the third day of Sukkah. Is it really the third day of Sukkah? Is it only the second day of Sukkah? Because really Sukkah started a day later than possibly than we might have thought. So we're not sure if today is Yom Sheni or Yom Shlishi. So the Kohen lanes Yom Sheni, the Levi lanes Yom Shlishi. So those are both the possibilities. The Yisrael, the third Aliyah lanes Yom Shlishi, and then the fourth Aliyah lanes everything together. So he lanes Yom Sheni uba Yom Shlishi. That's called he lanes Sveik of the Yom. Both possibilities. Well, there is the current Mishar Yom, and that applies all of the days of Chol HaMoed. V'yesharim, Hagav V'yesharim, which is the minig of the Ashkenazim, is Shishtaim Rishonim Kar Masek Aliyama. So the first Aliyahs are the possibilities of the day. V'shishi Kar B'yam Machoros, the Shishi will land the following day, which means on this example, the Kohen lanes B'yam Hasheni, the Levi lanes B'yam Hashlishi, the Yisrael will land B'yam Arvi. And then the Berichas of Akari called Sekel the Yom of the Hadro Mashakar Shtam Rishon. And then the fourth Aliyah is Yom Hashani Yom Hashlishi, which is what the first two Aliyahs were. The Aliyah of the Kayam was Shani, and the Aliyah of the Levi was Shlishi in that situation. Okay, I don't know, that's our minute. Because there were places in Babel which they couldn't get, the Shluchim wouldn't arrive. Even by the 15th, so that's why Pesach and Sukkot there was still a suffix possible of the days. Okay. So what do you do on the last day? So according to the Bechaber, it's very easy. The seventh day of Shana Rabbah, which is the seventh day of Sukkot. So according to Mechaber, the Kohen lanes Biyam Hashishi, because that's the first possibility of the day. The Levi lanes Biyam Hashvi'i, the Yisrael lanes Biyam Hashvi'i, and the Revi lanes Biyam Hashishi Biyam Hashvi'i. But according to the Ramah's version, theoretically what should happen is the Kohen should lane Biyam Hashishi, the Levi Shalain Biyam Hashmini, and the Israel Shalain Biyam Hashmini. Well, that's not Sukkot anymore. Biyam Hashmini is a Shemini Atzeres, it's not part of Sukkot. So what do you do? Biyam Hashmini, Kohen Kar Biyam Hachamishi, so we move the Kohen back, we want to go in order, so we move the Kohen back, and he lanes Biyam Hachamishi, the Levi Biyam Hashishi, the Israel Biyam Hashmini, Barbari, Kari, Bayam Hashishi, Ubayam Hashvi, Chenonagim. That's what should come out according to our Midik. Which really is almost the exact same thing which happens on the day before. On the day before, which is the sixth day of Sukkot, it's a suffix, it's a day five or day six. So the Kari lanes Bayam Hashishi, the Levi lanes Bayam Hashishi, the Yisrael lanes Bayam Hashvi. So that's almost exactly the same thing as you do on Shana Rabbah. Chamishi, Shishi, and Shvi. The only difference is the last Aliyah on the day before, the Sveika of the Yom is day five, day six, and on the Hoshana Rabbah the Sveika is day six and day seven. Okay, so the Mechaber Uvaiter Uberes Yisrael Shein Shom Sveika of the Yom, and Kar Mechal Yom El Korban Hayom Belvat. There's no Sveika of the Yom. So what do you do? This is the only day that you should be laying about. So according to the Mechaber, which we never lay in a day which isn't a possibility, so what do? K'biyam Hasheni, who reached in the Chol HaShomayit, K'biyam Hasheni, So what happens is that the four aliyahs all get the same, read the same psukim. So the Karim reads B'yam HaSheni, the Levi reads B'yam HaSheni, the Shlishi reads B'yam HaSheni, and the Revi reads B'yam HaSheni. Okay, let's see Mishnah Berurah. Aleph. Arboa b'kabonas ha'chag, b'rama chatzikad ha'shach Revi. And you say the chatzikad is after the fourth aliyah. So Mechaber doesn't agree that the third aliyah should be the next psukim, because then you're letting something which is no shachar to that day, and the kriya has to be connected to the day that you're reading it. It's nothing to do with the day of this day. Is either day two or day three. It's not day four. The first day of Chol HaMoed. Shimtimna b'yom rishon shal yom tov hu yom shlishi. If you count from the first day of Yom Tov, today is the third day. Shimtimna b'yom sheni shal yom tov. If you say that really the first day of Yom Tov really was was what we call the second day, so then today is day two. Hu yom sheni. Then the last aliyah, so it'll be tzvek of the yom. Gimel. Abayom sheni shal yom tov. Now, what about the second day of Yom Tov? Why don't we argue that really the Kriya should be, maybe it's the first day, maybe it's the second day. So the Kriya should be the Chamisha Asur, and then also B'yam HaSheni. The Anu Oysim Oysel Yom Tov, Kam Kem Mishim Sekel Yom Tov, and Karim B'yam HaSheni, the Gnai Likras Yom Tov Sabachal. You can't, Chazal in general were hesitant to do things which indicate that they has a din of a suffix chol, because that would undermine the shmira of the yom tov. People would not keep the yom tov properly. Because, in other words, theoretically, we should argue that on the second day yom tov, the sacred the yomer should tell us that, let's say a person wears tefillin chol hamoed, so he should put on tefillin suffix. And he should say, if it's Yom Tov, I'm not doing the Shem Mitzvah. And if it's Cholam, I'm doing the Shem Mitzvah. Or let's say Shuas. Shuas is 2 days. Right? The second day is Shuas. If it's Chol, you should be wearing Tefillin. You're being Mevatim to say the Raisa of Tefillin. So you should put on Tefillin that day. Chazal said no Tefillin. Because if you put on Tefillin, people are going to not take the day so seriously as a Yom Tov. But why are you wearing Tefillin today? So Chazal, we're willing to, to you from your mitzvah d'oraisa b'shem altasa, in order to enhance the yom tov. So obviously you're not going to read the kriyas haTorah on the second day yom tov. Maybe today is already chol hamoed. That would not be very very smart. Okay, comes the Ramah. The Ramah says the first two read the second yom tov. Harishanim. And then the third one keeps going. It's not, in other words, we prefer not to read the same psukim over and over again. So the first aliyah in this scenario was B'yam HaSheni. The second aliyah is B'yam HaShlishi. The third aliyah is B'yam Revi. So the Mishnah Berurah, let's say Yimkara Levi B'yam HaShishi or B'yam Revi, Yikra L'Shishi B'yam HaChamishi. If whatever reason they kept going, so the next aliyah would be Vayter. Revi, fine, B'yam HaSheni, B'yam HaShishi. But the last aliyah always goes back to the sake of the Yom. So he sends you back to the Mishavur over there in the case where you, I think the case over there was a case you didn't read what you're supposed to read. The case that falls out on Shabbos. Right, so it would be the first day Chol HaMoed is the third day of Sukkot. So all you're going to learn is B'yam HaSheni or B'yam HaShlishi. So let's say you only read B'yam HaSheni by mistake. Right. So during the weekday, the Maisa, you read B'yom HaSheni, you read B'yom HaShlishi. But over here, all you read B'yom HaSheni, it's not Yom HaSheni. It's make your didn't really, it's Vada Yom HaShlishi. Because we're B'kiyah. So it's like getting laid, the Kriya of the day B'chalal. Okay. Fine. Vav Harvi Kare B'yom HaShishi B'yom HaShvi. He says on the last day. So what do you do? So the Kayan lanes Chamishi. The Levi lane Shishi, the Yisrael lane Shvi, and the Revi lanes B'yom HaShishi B'yom HaShvi. B'chem Tilsim Karbonos, Tilsim Karbonos HaMusafim B'chalim Boyd Maskirim Gam Kain Tzvek Aliyam. Now on the Karbonos that we mentioned in Musaf, so each day we'll mention the Tzvek Aliyam. The Hanu B'yom Rishon B'chalim Boyd B'yom Shena B'yom Purim Shem Asur B'garu B'yom HaShishi Purim Shestei Asur. Fine. So you lay in the day two. You mentioned day two's kribonis and day two, three kribonis. Shemesh latita lo elam aporter mayamim biyachet heim arba oser. The way you keep the track of the days is that you add up the day that you're supposed to read and the number of porim will add up to 14. So, B'yom HaSheni, if it's the second day, there are 12 Purim plus the second day, so it's 14. B'yom HaShlishi, there are 11 Purim, and there's 3 days, so that's 14. The last day, there are 7 Purim, it's the seventh day, so it's 14. You say the Mincha Sam, which is the paragraph that we mentioned, the other parts of the Kabbalah, the Mincha, the Nesachim, etc. You don't wait till you mention both days and say Mincha Sam. You say V'yom HaSheni U'Mincha Sam, V'yom HaShishi U'Mincha Sam. You say it every each day separately, because if today really is Yom HaSheni, we need to talk about the Mincha Sam of V'yom HaSheni. It's really Yom HaShlishi. You have to mention the Mincha Sam of V'yom HaShlishi. Like a Toyim. Not that the people make the mistake. They only say it once. B'musaf b'chol, as you say, es musaf. B'Shabbos you say musfei, because you all besides the musaf of chol hamoed of Sukkot is also the musaf of Shabbos. Say the Roshanas. So what is the order of the Roshanas? How do you say it? So. So the first 2 days of Yom Tov, the first day you say Laman HaMitoch, the second day you say Eman Shasiya. The only exception of one of those days is Shabbos. Now, B'chol HaMoed, so the first day of B'chol HaMoed you say Erech Shui, because the first day of B'chol HaMoed corresponds with the day of Yom Kippur. And Erech Shui talks about the calling out to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Erech Shui Bebe Shavi Galitz Beyam Tzayim Pishi. Right, so Rashicha Bodo Hashi. I would mention out my call to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and I was Mitzvada on the Yom Tzayim. So it corresponds to the Yom Tzayim. So the third day is Erech Shui. Again, it was not Shabbos. Then the next day is Kelam Hashos. Adon HaMashiach, and day 6 is Adon HaMashiach. Then the 7th day is everything. So that's your 6 days. Laman HaMitoch, Eman Shasiyah, Erech Shuri, Kelam HaShos, Adon HaMashiach. And one of those days is going to be Shabbos. So Shabbos, Om Netzura. So you're going to push off, and you're going to say Om Netzura. So now let's put Shabbos into the mixture. So Erech Shui corresponds to Yom Kippur, so even though normally the order is Man HaMitoch day 1, Eman Shasiyah day 2, Erech Shui day 3, In this situation, Shabbos will be the first day, so you'll say Erev Nitzurim. The second day will be the first day, which is cold, so you'll say Elamana Mituch. The third day is day three, which corresponds to Yom Kippur. You'll say Erev Shui. The fourth day, you'll say Erev Shasiyah. If day six is on Shabbos, says Ozimrel Zaseder, the Mana Mitoch is the first day, Ozimrel is the second day, Erech Shui is the first day of Chol HaMoed, Omer Nechoma is the second day of Chol HaMoed. Then the Kelam Hashos, so it takes you to which is day five, right? So you have Mana Mitoch is day one, MHC is day two, Erev Shui is day three, Omer Nechama is day four, Kelam Hashos is day five, and day six is Omer Nitzura, which is Shabbos. So the first day you say Lamana Mitoch, which is we daven mitzad Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The second day you say mitzad the Beis Hamikdash. The third day, so those are the first two which are proper to say. The third day corresponds to Yom Kippur. We say Adonai Mashiach last, because that's already talks about Mayim. We're getting close to Hashanah Rabbah, which we make a major focus on the bekashas for Mayim. That's why that's like that's last. It's the closest one to Hashanah Rabbah. And then the ones in between, so you add Omer Nechama corresponds to Klal Yisrael. So you have, you spoke about Kosh Baruch Hu, about the Mikdash and about Klal Yisrael. And Kelam Hashos, I don't remember why you said Kelam Hashos.
So all these Hashanahs have been mentioned by Mechaber, the Ramah. Mr. Berber mentions all these.
No, not mentioned the Mechaber.
So they didn't say it in Tzvat? Crack out?
Could be they did, I don't know.
I mean, you'd think the Ramah, I mean, someone would have...
Would have put down the storm.
Yeah, I mean, both of them, neither of them mentioned it at all.
But Lavush mentions it already, so it was already in place by the time of the Lavush. The Lavush and the Ramah were contemporaries.
Yeah.
So,
you think the Ramah would have put it, you know?
So I don't know. It was,
he could have said Yesh Nohayim, you know. He didn't say it at all.
We mentioned that there was a Seder going around the Bima. That he mentioned.
Yeah, heck yeah, the Bima.
Right.
But saying these Hashanahs.
So he did.
It's odd that it's not, you know.
Well, we mentioned saying Hashanah on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Back at the end of Tavrei Samach. See, they mentioned that they were saying something.
Right.
But our minigas, yeah, say something.
It
so
could have been the same thing every day. I mean, I don't know.
Right, I'm saying, but you know, definitely there was an indication they were saying something.
Okay, just kind of odd.
Okay, Sif Beis. Shabbos Shalchelo Shomoyed, the Shabbos of Cholomoyed. Arvish Shachos Aminchum Ispalo Shal Shabbos Emer Yalav Yavu Bavoyed. So you daven the Shabbos Yomtiv, the Shabbos Tefillah, I'm sorry, but you mention Yalav Yavu in Ritzeh. Mosav Emer, Tobach Hartanu, Mnei Chatoenu, Ezeh Menoech Hazeh, Ezeh Chag HaSukos Hazeh. So in Musaf, you say the Nusach of the standard Musach of Yomtiv, but you add in Shabbos, fine. Do we? They're talking about saying Shir Shirim in Cholamoid of Pesach, Shabbos Cholamoed of Pesach. The Ramah there says that we don't say a bracha, and the Mishnah there brings the Magen Avraham says you make a bracha on Shir Hashirim and on Rus and Esther, obviously, and on Eicha, not on Kohelis. And the Gros says you make a bracha on Kohelis also. The Shabur says obviously you don't make a bracha, but it's reading from a cloth. Okay. Gimel Matzir Shnei Svarim. And we're talking about Shabbos of Cholamoid. So that occurred in Re'ata or Mary Lai. You see the parsha Re'ata or Mary Lai, which is in Kisisa. Mafta Karim, Kabbalah Shal Sreka Liyam. The Mafta will read in Parshas Pinchas. The 2 days is correspond to the 2 possible days of Sukkot that it is Sukkot the Yerma. Mafta Yecheskel B'Hoy B'Yerma B'Hoy Goyg. And the Mafta is the Sukkot in Yecheskel. Shabur Ches Ato Emir Eli. Shesh B'In Sukkot mentions about the Chag of Sukkot. Now, so what's the correct bracha? Achrono Shabbos Chol HaMoed. So by Pesach Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach, that you don't mention Yom Tov because it's not Yom Tov. So the correct bracha is not Mekadesh Yisrael, Mekadesh Shabbos VYisrael VaHazmanim. At the end of the last bracha of the Ana Haftaro, you have the bracha. Normally in the weekday there are only 3 brachas. You end off with Magen David, and then on Shabbos we add Al Torah Bal Avodah Bal Yom Shabbos is there, right? And you end off Mekadesh Shabbos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Pesach. You end off Mekadesh Shabbos. It's not Yom Tov. There's no mitzad this day of Yom Tov. There's no din of kriyas of reading a haftarah. So it's nothing to do with haftarah. So why should you mention the Yom Tov in the bracha? The only reason why you're reading the haftarah is because of Shabbos. So you mention Shabbos. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos should be the same thing with her, which is actually the sheet of the Gra. Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkos, you end off Mekadesh HaShabbos. Because the Mishabura says, "Chesem Avtorah b'Kesh Hashabbos v'Yisov v'Hazmanim." Chen Maaser Shal Sukkos b'Em Sabrocha K'moy b'Yom Yom Tavrishin Shal Sukkos. So you say, "Al Torah v'Al Avodah v'Al Nevi'im v'Al Yom Hashabbos Zeh v'Al Yom Chag Sukkos Zeh." So you look at the Shaar Tzion involved. Then he says, "V'dasa grow, but my sarav shlo lermer rak b'kadosh Shabbos povad. Bavad of the day ain masker gam kain shel sukkos bems." They don't read the same way in Pesach. You don't mention Pesach, so you don't mention sukkos. So why is the difference over here that by our minig is to not mention Yom Tov Pesach time, and yes, mention Yom Tov sukkos time? Because what's unique about Chol HaMoed Sukkos is that each day the kabbonos are different. As opposed to Pesach, the kabbonos are the same every day. So in Pesach we look at each day, it's just basically a repetition of the day before. Where Sukkos each day in a certain say has its own element of Yom Tov Shabbos, because it's unique in the kabbonos that it brings. So it's like its own day of Yom Tov. And that's the reason why on Sukkot you say Halal Sholem every day, and on Pesach you don't say Halal Sholem every day. That's the reason the Gemara gives. We say this because people will die, then you don't want to say, mention Halal Sholem, and people die in Pesach. The Gemara says the reason why you don't say Halal Sholem on Pesach, you do say Halal Sholem on the rest of the days of Sukkot, is because Pesach, you already said Halal Sholem the first day, and basically it's just a repetition again and again. Whereas Sukkot, each day has its own Karbonas. So each day is like its own Yom Tov. Each day is its own Yom Tov, and needs its own Halal. So it also needs to be mentioned in the Bracha of the Maftar. Yod, B'yam Bo'i Gog, Shalosatiyah Mechemes Gog Amogog B'Tishrei. Because the Chazal said that the Mechemes Gog HaMagog will take place in the month of Tishrei, so we mentioned it over here also. Okay, let's Tafrei Samach Dalet Seder Yom Hashanah Rabbah. So in Pesukah de Zimra, we add in the Yom Tov and Shabbos Hosof is the extra kapitlok that we say in Yom Tov and on Shabbos. We don't say Nishmas. So you do say Mizmul Lasoyle. Those two ways is not the same as Yom Tov. You do say Mizmul Lasoyle, you don't say Nishmas, and Yom Tov, you don't say Mizmul Lasoyle, and you do say Nishmas. When you take the Sefer Torah, normally on a weekday we go straight to Gadlu. On Hashem Rabba, we start out with the paragraph, the paragraph, and then you say Shema Yisrael, Machulu Kamoy Be Yom Tov. The Kaddish after Musaf is said with the Nigan of Yom Tov, because in some ways it's Shana Rabbah is like a semi Yom Tov.
Why is the Nigan before Musaf is not Nigan Yom Tov?
Maybe they didn't have a special Nigan for
sure. Goffin was here. He says that the Maharil mentions, you know, it's brought down. You not change the. I think it's before the muscle, not to change the nigga to the Kaddish before.
Right. I told them they didn't have a special nigga for beforehand. You shouldn't do any malacha, a weekday type of malacha, until you finish the davening. Shabir will bring something, don't wear their wallets during the davening, etc. We deal with it as a semi-yomtiv. They won't wear their wallet. They won't have their wallet in their pocket.
I mean, it's different than Chol HaMoed.
Different than Chol HaMoed, right. Yeshua Mepizim was Charbris, Kashiyash Milah B'Hoshana Rabbah. So in the Hoshanas, if there's a bris that day, we'll add in the line from the Pizim of Charbris Avraham HaKedas Yitzchok. Which we say that in Slichas, multiple times. So the same we mentioned before, that we add that on Rosh Hashanah or on Yom Kippur. If a bris falls out, we mention Schar Bris. So Shana Rabbah, which is also a day of Bakasha to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we want to remember the bris. So if there's a bris milah, we add in Schar Bris. So where do you say it? Rosh Kodem Ona Ezoin Chin Tevech. Before the paragraph which starts with Ona Ezoin, please listen to Chin, you add in Schar Bris. Okay. There is ways of looking at the shadow of the moon to figure out what's going to happen to you or to your family during that year. Looking into it can cause an undermining of the mazel, like these type of things. They don't know how to do it right. It's better not to get involved in these type of things, because don't ask questions and the Russian will accept your emunah as protective for you. We make the Knesset look nicer with more neiris. They go to Mikkah before davening. Somewhere the kitzel also in Hashanah Rabbah. Since the judgment of Mayim is in the Chag, we don't mention it till the last day, because we don't want to talk about Mayim and Sukkahs when be Simon Klolo to the idea of Mayim and Sukkahs itself. Minig is to take off the aga, the rings that you have on your lulav.
What do you mean last day? Shana
Rabbah
or
Shmini Atzeres? Shana Rabbah. We go around seven times. Marbim Tachnunim Alamayim. And we mentioned in the many of the Hashanahs are bakoshes for water. Aleph, Rabbah. Noigam Yisrael Lius Na'urim Belel Arava. Karniz versus Seder. Many people have the Seder the whole night of Shana Rabba, and there's a Seder Tefillah that you say, the things that you learn, and that's all already it's published. You don't need me to tell you it. Kama Yamtiv Lefisha Bechag Nedenim Alamayim Hu Gemar Chasima. So the last decision over here is whether what's going to be with the water. So we deal with it. It's a semi, like a semi yamtiv. Rabbi Lamaseh Mizmor Hashemai Mesaper Meshar Mizmor Mekdushas Musav Naritzel Kavabi Yamtiv. So we make the Musav like yamtiv, the kedusha, and we add in the extra kapitloch in Pesukah Zimra. But Vayner Nishmas El Yishtabach the Emes Uchol. The Ma'aseh they have Chol, and Nishmas was a Shira which was said in honor of Shabbos and Yamtiv. Okay.
Suki Dezimra are said on Shabbos and on Yom Tov are said on Shana Rabba.
Okay.
Doesn't say that Mizmor is so just.
The Kamar be Yom Tov. Ratzalim be Nigan Shal Yom Tov. So the Ramah says that you say Shema like you say the way you said on Yom Tov means with the same type of Nigan that you would use on Yom Tov. Shall but. You should not do melacha shachol till after you finish davening. Hey, v'yesh mesir ma'at me'atam mafilu hakish shomos. Some people do not carry their money purse with them during the davening of Hashanah Rabbah.
Wow.
Now, Masha Gaber Mo'os Esrik, the custom was to collect the money to pay for the communal Esrik on Hashanah Rabbah, which seems to be contradictory to what we're. You know, we're trying to make it yom tov. And here, the minig was that he used to collect the money for the esrog. Yesh rebbe kol misasim b'shana rabba v'yesh rebbe chutzdaka mizeh. So, you can't collect the yom tov during the weekday. I mean, already is there. Shana rabba already shows up. It's a great time to collect the money, and that would be the extra money we'll go to chutzdaka. So you say schar bris. If there's a bris, you say schar bris, and you say kadam ez ona ezoin chin. Yes, a terrible armor kadam echoruz habret la bris. And you should really, in that paragraph itself, you wait till the fifth verse, which starts with Habet Lebris.
Shema, when you said.
Okay.
When it said Shema Yisrael, you're talking about at the time of the tank.
Kamar B'yam HaKippurim, Lefisha B'chag, Nidin Olam HaMayim. So we say extra nair is like a Yom Kippur, because it's a Zman of Din. Life, it depends on water. And this is the last moments of this din, so you got to get it right. People go to make a family of the Shachar. You really should go the night before. This way, when you learn the night, it would take the night to learn. It's because the person went to the mikvah. What is a zivug? Regards to having relations with a person's wife. Who come up with El Shuas? It's like the equivalent of what to do on the night of Shavuos. Well, El Tvila Yishamish. In general, it's discouraged unless it's El Tvila. By Mashi Ksav, the Leil B'Simin Reishmer, Meshavuos Hakat and Zayin Rabbi Alach Hashem. The Kitzel Gemi Yikubur. People wear the Kitzel and you like a Kippur. The Shavuos Hugmarah Chasima. So the Ramos says, I mean, some people would wear the kittel. Minaseinu noga lubash b'day Shabbos, levada shiyasibur lubash kittel. Only the shatz wears the kittel, and everybody else just wears yom tov clothes. Kibbe shavapomim, kibbe mikdash, shayim akibam, mizbeach b'zeh, hayyam shavapomim. You go around the mizbeach 7 times, in the basic mikdash, and nowadays we go around the bima 7 times to correspond to that. Beis. Besides the rova and the lulav, we also take a separate arava. We don't make a bracha on taking the arava, so it's a minig, and we do find sources to say bracha on a minig. The bracha when we say hal on Rosh Hashanah, the Mora says hal Rosh Hashanah is only a minig. We make a bracha on it. Ashkenazim make a bracha on it. We don't make a bracha on the minig of taking the arava. Maybe a rubber limb. Currently, he would bring a rubber to sell. That the shamash would bring the rubbers. It didn't say they would charge money for it, fine. Let's leave the mishaburas for.